Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. I'm glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Got a great show for you today. On the program is Mr. Michael Koloff, and we're going to get right to it right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. I just wanted to let you know what's coming up in the next couple of weeks right here on The Journey of Hope. Next week, we have Mr. Jim Pomponi, and you're going to want to hear what he has to say. And just as a side note, he's friends with Sylvester Stallone. He's got a couple of cool stories about that. The following week, we have Jenny Triplett. And then after that, we have fresh off his visit from the Oprah Winfrey Show, Commander Club. Now, all these people have targeted you and me as ex-offenders with their information. You want to be sure and stay tuned for those programs right here on The Journey of Hope. But she just couldn't stand. She had to break away. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. I just wanted to let you know how things were going with the show right now. I've got Rose here with me, my beautiful wife, Rose. Rose, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Hi.
Hey, listen, I know you keep track of the weekly downloads. What are we doing on a weekly basis?
About 180, and that's current episodes and also the archives.
Okay, cool. We've got a little bit of a following on Twitter, too. How are things going on Facebook? Rose maintains a Facebook page for the show. How's that going?
Oh, great. We have about 700 friends.
Wow. Okay, cool. All right. Well, things are going well, aren't they?
Yeah, I think the show's pretty successful.
We're helping some people. Okay, we'll be right back with our guest, Mr. Michael Koloff, right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope.
Thumb my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone.
Hi, and welcome back. I have on the phone with me Mike Koloff. Mike has written a book about a condition called pyroluria infection. Mike, am I pronouncing that correctly? Pyroluria?
Yes, sir. That's right.
He says that pyroluria is responsible for all sorts of conditions, anything from chronic low self-esteem to attention deficit disorder to even sexual addictions. The book is called The 55-Minute Natural Fix. Mike, welcome to The Journey of Hope.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's first things first here. What is pyroluria? Can you just explain to us what it is?
Pyroluria is a medically unrecognized but very real condition. And it's medically unrecognized, even though it was discovered by a doctor back in the 60s, Dr. Abram Hoffer. He realized that schizophrenic and bipolar patients were showing this chemical in their urine. And he called it pyroluria, or the mauve factor. and he realized that this was a B6 and zinc deficiency disorder. He thought it was genetic, and he realized, he saw that his patients, his psychiatric patients, improved on doses of B6 and zinc.
Mm-hmm. How did you come across this?
Desperation. With pyroluria, you have a lot of chronic anxiety issues, and you can have the problem mild, moderate, severe, or life-crippling. Mm-hmm. I had it almost life-crippling. I've had it all my life to some degree, but after a serious emotional upset back in 1996, it became critical with severe depression, anxiety, and things like that. And I went on psychiatric medicine for about 5 years, and my personal opinion of that is it's total junk for money. And it's all about the money. And I was not happy. It made me worse instead of better. And so in desperation, I was looking for something to help me. I had agoraphobia so bad I couldn't leave the house to go to work. I was irritable. I had post-traumatic stress, loud noise. You'd have to pull me down from the ceiling. I was a mess. I was dysfunctional and unhappy. And people realized I was not functioning right and treated me as if I was crazy. Just because I was.
Mm-hmm.
So I was desperate, and I had insomnia from this problem. So I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was reading health science, and I came across this word, pyroluria. And I'm thinking, what the heck is that? So I clicked on it. It had a list of symptoms, and I said, my goodness, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, you know, the target for this program is people who have either been incarcerated or on parole or probation. And my experience has been that there are people in our audience who have a history of acting out sorts of behaviors, and eventually it catches up with them. And what happens is when they're incarcerated or going through the intake process for probation or what have you, they're diagnosed with a psychological disorder, some sort of anxiety disorder, and they're medicated for it, okay? And so I think that what you're talking about here is going to be of great interest to a lot of our audience. And the next thing I want to ask you is very serious. And is there anxiety disorders that exist that are not related to pyroluria that should be medicated? What would your take be on that?
A qualified yes.
Okay.
There are several factors. There's four major factors that cause chronic anxiety. Five, if you count life in of a maybe abuse in childhood and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one, most common, is pyroluria. The second most common would be low thyroid. And unfortunately, the medication they give you for low thyroid is very profitable, but not very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not very good at picking up and testing for low thyroid. You have to have very low thyroid before their tests will recognize it. And the third is toxicity, especially heavy metal toxicity, mercury poisoning. For example, you remember Alice in Wonderland, the Mad Hatter?
Right.
Well, he was a Mad Hatter because the hat making industry used mercury,
mm-hmm.
and they got contaminated with mercury, and it caused them to act nutty.
Mm-hmm.
So, heavy metal contamination with toxicity should be addressed. Should be looked into, and the fourth one would be other endocrine problems like adrenal problems and such as that that also affect in turn the thyroid, and the fifth would be what happens to you in life.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't this condition or this, is it a condition? Is it an infection? Let's get that out of the way first. What exactly is it? Is it an infection?
Yes, I believe it is, but unfortunately, I'm the only one who thinks so.
I see.
And I'm not a doctor, so people don't listen to me. But the facts of the matter is that Dr. Abram Hoffer discovered this condition back in the early 60s, and he wrote papers on it that totally offended the psychiatric industry, and he could not really get published, so he went on to start his own journal where he could get published. They didn't like the whole idea of psychiatric problems being treated with simple, cheap vitamins, because then they don't have long-time talk therapy, which is profitable, and then they don't have long-term psychiatric medicine, which is also profitable. So basically, the health service system has been totally corrupted by the money. Now, I can prove that by the simple fact that America spends about double on health care than the next country, which I think is France. But we rank number 34 in quality of health care delivered, such as in maternal survival after birth and the children surviving after birth. And so what does that tell you? It tells you that we're spending a heck of a lot of money and getting the number 34th best healthcare system in the world.
Wow.
So money's going somewhere.
Yeah, in somebody's pocket. Why isn't this more widely known?
Because of the money. It's being suppressed. If you go on actual official medical websites like WebMD or PubMed, and you enter pyroluria, P-Y-R-O-L-U-R-I-A, you will find zero articles listed. You have to go to alternative health websites who will acknowledge, yes, this is a real condition. And basically, the system, the medical system, doesn't want to recognize it because it is linked to probably about 20 serious chronic disorders, including osteoporosis, which are extremely profitable to treat long-term. And they're not looking for a cure for that any more than they're looking for a cure for cancer. It's one of their biggest money makers. It's all about the money. We live in a very corrupt system.
Let's just kind of run down some of the things that some of the disorders that it's related to. Give us an idea of that.
Well, the first thing, when you have pyroluria, by the way, which it is an infection, because my therapy is based on the fact that it is an infection, and it makes the anxiety go away in about an hour. So therefore, it has to be an infection. It cannot be genetic, because you cannot interrupt or reverse a genetic condition with vitamins and natural foods.
Okay, well, before we go into this list here, if it's not genetic, where does it come from?
Well, it starts with diet.
Okay.
We do not live in a world that provides healthy food. Now, if you consider the movies that you've seen in your life and the documentaries of tribal people living in an isolated manner away from Western foods and Western medicines, they are healthy. They're vibrant, they have beautiful white teeth, straight, but as soon as they're introduced to Western diet, their children start having crooked teeth and all kinds of health problems.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So we were going to kind of run down a list of disorders that this is related to. Let's do that.
Okay, the first thing that happens when you have chronic anxiety is that you lose your peaceful calmness. And you're edgy. And you can observe that in people. They can't sit still. They sit there, they bounce their knee, they fidget, and they're just not comfortable with themselves. And the second thing they lose is after a few years of this, they realize there's something not quite right with them. They're not comfortable with themselves. It erodes one's self-esteem. So that is a major contributor to loss of self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but goes from there. The nervousness in degrees is also linked to agoraphobia, because people can't stand the stress. So as they age, the condition gets worse, so they isolate themselves. They prefer to stay off by themselves, escape into books and movies and computer games and things like that. They don't want to deal with the world. Another condition is alcoholism. When people chronically do not feel comfortable with themselves, they learn probably in their teenage years that, hey, have a couple of beers, and hey, you feel comfortable. It works. They're medicating their chronic anxiety, and if you do some internet research, you'll see that at least 50% of all alcoholics have pyroluria as the condition that is driving their problem.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's 90%.
Wow.
And from there, you go with all kinds of other problems, like I mentioned phobias, irritability, short temper, and that'll get you into trouble in a hurry. So for people who have been in trouble and don't want to get in trouble, and they want to live free and not have to deal with the system looking over their shoulder every minute, they want to address any issue that they may have that's causing behavioral problems, causing them to bump into authority, having a big ego or combative attitudes, and if you have chronic anxiety, you'll be leaning towards these kind of things.
One of the things that we as ex-offenders work on diligently is learning how to cope with stress and having appropriate coping responses. And I noticed that you mentioned stress. I understand that the treatment is effective for stress. How does that work?
What happens is that when you take B6 vitamins in particular and eat foods that tend to counteract this infectious organism, whatever it is, a calm results. You become more calm, less susceptible to stress, and it just makes life easier. Now, you can fight the anxiety and the stress by escaping from it like agoraphobics and hermits do, or using cognitive behavioral therapy, positive thinking, prayer. All these things help. And some people like psychiatric medicine. They feel that helps them. If that helps you, fine, that's great, and all these other things. But it didn't help me. Mm-hmm. I find that if you use willpower and mental techniques to fight an internal chronic anxiety disorder, that the disorder will wear you out before you wear it down. Hmm. And so the best thing to do is get to the root of the problem. If it's low thyroid, you want to treat that. If it's toxicity, treat that. But the most common thing I would encourage everyone to look into is pyroluria. Now, when you do look into it, every website that does acknowledge it says it's genetic. I do not believe, and I can prove that it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, your book is called The 55-Minute Natural Fix. I think you might have just done that a little bit, but can you just run through for us how does the process work in reversing the conditions through the techniques that you set forth in the book? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, Rodney, the first thing the person has to do is research pyroluria, see if they have the symptoms of it, because there's no sense in going any further if they don't have, like, the grooves and ridges on the fingernails, the crowded teeth, dry skin, usually do not remember the dreams, although some do. Avoidance of a heavy breakfast first thing in the morning. They have to wait till, 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon before they can put anything heavy on their stomach. And the physical symptoms and unmistakable symptoms of pyroluria should be checked for first. After you do that, then you want to see if you want to carry this further. Now, the way my therapy works is that these foods and vitamins, once you take them, once they get into your system, it tends to interrupt the disease process of those, whatever it is causing this, bacteria, fungus, or whatever. It cuts their numbers down. The B6 kicks in, and you just relax, and it feels great. It lasts about 5 hours, and it's a temporary fix and before even going on to the long-term therapy.
Okay, let's go through those symptoms again. You said ridged fingernails, and what did you say about the teeth?
Crowded teeth. Genetic heritage is to have beautiful, straight teeth. Mm-hmm. And native peoples, Eskimos, people who live in the jungles of the Amazon, and people who live in East Africa who don't eat a lot of Western diet foods, have beautiful teeth. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it's supposed to be. If you look at archaeologists, the skulls they dug up in the Roman Empire days, they have beautiful teeth.
And you mentioned
it's only the Western modern diet that produces crowded teeth, mainly because of a zinc deficiency, and pyroluria causes zinc and B6 deficiency.
And you also mentioned dry skin and the lack of appetite early in the morning.
Sensitive to bright lights,
sensitive
loud noises.
Okay.
Tends to avoid stress. Doesn't want to argue, but if they feel like they're a little bit cornered and somebody pushes their buttons, a very hot temper. They'll back off, and boom, okay, let's fight. And so that's one of the things.
Wow.
A night person, they tend to feel better in the evening than they do in the morning and afternoon.
I think you're describing a lot of people I know.
Well, this condition affects about 1 out of 4 people in the country. It's very, very common because the diet is very, very common. It's the diet weakens the body, and then you have other things weakening the immune system, and some kind of opportunistic infection takes hold. I think it's somewhere in the digestive tract, and it starts causing these problems.
Well, the book is called The 55-Minute Natural Fix. Michael Koloff, how do we get in touch with your book? How do people get in touch with you? Tell us how to do that.
Well, it's at 55fix.com, the number 5, twice, fix as in fixed dinner.com, 55fix.com. If you can't remember that, pyroluria infection will take you there, and I would suggest looking at the video, because the video I have, the first one on the website, really gives a condensed overview of how this disease process works and what you should do about it.
Excellent. This is very interesting information, and I think that we do have a lot of listeners that are going to be very interested in what you have to say and are going to be interested in your book. Michael Koloff, thank you so much for being here today.
It's a pleasure, Rodney. Thanks for asking me.
My name's Rodney Mathers. We'll be right back after this on The Journey of Hope.
And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Whose words alone can catch a falling star? Well, I know my Redeemer lives.
Just a quick reminder, we really like getting your emails, and you can email us at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's Mathers, M-A-T-H-E-R-S, Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y, @yahoo.com. We'll be right back after this.
That's about all we have time for. I want to thank my special guest, Mr. Michael Koloff, and I want to remind you, if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on The Journey of Hope.